Possums are born into darkness, and they stay that way. They are, as the thinker Antonio says, nocturnal. And nocturnal things sleep during the day and are awake at night. There is a whole world of creatures that only appear when the sun goes down, and that means that the darkness is very much alive. Lots of birds, along with the small mice in the fields, and the rats that creep out of the clumps of ivy and heaps of trash, are also nocturnal. So are the bushy-tailed raccoons that come down from the hills after the sun sinks into the horizon. Skunks sleep until nightfall unfolds, snuggled underneath porches or concealed behind rusty gardening tools stacked in the corner of backyards. Many types of spiders emerge from cracks in the bark of trees or the undersides of outdoor furniture only when the sky has gone dark. Bats take to the air. Moths and black beetles edge away from the camouflage of mottled branches and pitted fences. Enterprising badgers squeeze out from openings behind trash cans and stacks of firewood. Deer hop over fences, entering yards to eat rose bushes and the newly green tops of hedges. Crickets and toads and frogs open their mouths and call out to announce the arrival of darkness. But not one of these nocturnal animals is like a possum. Because as Mama Possum explains, none of the other creatures are marsupials. When they first hear this news, all of the possum babies cheer. Alberta starts to chant, "We are marsupials! We are marsupials! We are marsupials!" All of the baby possums join in, and they make a possumid, which is a pyramid of possums. The cheering goes on for some time before Apple Blossom stops to ask, "But what is a marsupial?" The other babies fall silent. Even Antonio, who knows a lot because he likes to investigate, doesn't have this answer. Mama Possum explains, "Marsupials have pouches where their babies live after they are born. Kangaroos and koala bears are marsupials." Amlet is confused. "What's a kangaroo or koala bear?" Mama Possum's long nose twitches. It does that when she's uncertain. "They don't live around here." Apple Blossom suddenly worries that the kangaroos and koala bears might be lost and need help. She asks, "Should we try to find the other marsupials?" Mama Possum's ears point skyward in alarm. "No, absolutely not. You should try to find snails, earthworms, eggs in nests, and fallen apples. Our job is clear. We spend our time digging for beetles and ant colonies. When that doesn't work, we sniff out bird feeders stocked with seed. We do our best to remove chicken bones from trash cans and the uneaten remains from sticky wrappers flung to the ground. We are hunters, yes, but we are also great scavengers. We are the cleanup crew that comes in after the mess. And speaking of messes, there is no better place than a football field after a big game. Or at least that's what I've heard. We are neighborhood possums. This is our area. I've never actually been to a stadium parking lot after a sporting event, but from the chatter I hear, there's nothing like it." Antonio raises his hand. He's just had an epiphany, which is like saying a light went off in his mind. But because they live in darkness, this is more like saying the shadows got bigger, and so did his understanding. Mama Possum looks pleased with her clever possum baby. "Yes, Antonio?" "Being scavengers explains why we have so many teeth. With all the different food sources, we need a full jaw to grind the grub." Murmurs of "grind the grub" circulate among the possum babies. They like the way it sounds. Mama Possum beams with happiness. "This is true, Antonio." Apple Blossom points one of her fingers up into the sky and waits for her turn. Mama nods to her. "Go ahead, Apple Blossom." The littlest possum takes a moment to collect her thoughts. What she wants to say feels very important. Having a full jaw means that we have great smiles. Apple Blossom thinks she hears sneezing behind her, but when she turns around, Alan's making a crazy face, and Alberta and Alisa are laughing. Mama Possum stops the commotion. "Thank you for sharing, Apple Blossom. Now I'm off to find our next meal. You possums stay together right here and do your improvisational exercises. I'm going to have each one of you stage something for me very soon. Remember, whatever you do, you have got to be convincing. Use your imagination. That's the key to a great performance." And with that, Mama Possum disappears into an overgrown hedge and leaves her 13 babies to rehearse. They are all hopeful that she'll come back dragging a piece of rotten fruit or a paper sack with the remains of cold, greasy French fries. Either option would be a truly tasty delight.